Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Hello, everybody. James Edwards here. Welcome back to the third and final hour of the Political Cesspool radio program. I come to you this evening from WLRM Studios, AM 1380, our flagship station here in Memphis, Tennessee, going out, of course, to the AM-FM affiliate stations as well of the Liberty News Radio Network, and we are simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org, libertynewsradio.com, people driving around in their cars all over America tonight, tuned in to this award-winning political talk radio program, also listening in on the computer from ports of call around the world. And I want to remind you that as this year comes to a close, we are participating tonight in a political cesspool fan appreciation program. Right now at the Council of Conservative Citizens website, you can join a virtual cesspool fan party. There are a ton of people in this online chat room. If you want to be part of the fun for this third and final hour tonight, all you got to do is log on to the Council of Conservative Citizens website, cofcc.org, cofcc.org. Join the conversation with other political cesspool fans from around the world. And as I mentioned to you folks, I'm elated, as I wrote in a letter that many of you received this week, to report to you that we just celebrated another anniversary back in October. We have now officially entered into our seventh year of broadcasting on the mainstream AM/FM radio airwaves. And this has been, without question, our most accomplished year to date. Over the course of the past 12 months, this award-winning talk show, The Political Cesspool, has been covered by CNN and MSNBC repeatedly, as well as over, are you paying attention, 100 of the most widely read newspapers in the world. And just a couple of weeks ago, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who was co-hosting with me this hour, gave an interview on behalf of this radio program to a reporter from a major publication in France who flew from Paris all the way to Memphis just to have the opportunity to speak with us in person about our work. We've been attacked by Hollywood tabloids this year, spoofed on late-night comedy shows, and I even received an invitation to appear on Entertainment Tonight. We are constantly attacking our enemies and attracting the kind of national publicity that builds our growing celebrity. The bottom line is there is simply no other organization in the world that advances pro-white viewpoints farther than the Political Cesspool radio program is doing on these radio airwaves. And when you financially contribute to our work, you get a return on that investment that is readily apparent. We ask you now, we are in the midst of one of our quarterly fundraisers, our last fundraiser of this year. It's our annual Christmas fundraising drive. We are a listener-supported organization. Your financial support enables all that we accomplish. Without your help, we will be unable to operate, and we want to be sent into the new year on strong footing. And that all relies on you, ladies and gentlemen. If you can make a donation tonight, before the end of this program, we will mention your name on the air. Just your first name, of course. We believe in discretion here, and we're not going to betray anyone's anonymity. But David in Illinois has contributed tonight, as has Scott in South Carolina, Luke in Georgia. Folks, if you want to donate to the show tonight, we will mention your name on air. All you got to do is go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. thepoliticalcesspool.org and click our donation link. If you donate tonight, as I said, we'll mention your name on air. If you donate before Christmas, you'll get two great books, including Keith Alexander's book, which is not for sale. We encourage you to take advantage of that incentive and donate tonight before the end of the show. Before we get to Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Kyle Rogers on the line right now. Kyle is the webmaster for the Council of Conservative Citizens, and it is Kyle's brainchild, this chat. Kyle, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, we're having a good time tonight. What led you, and I got to give credit where credit is due. We're happy to be participating in this virtual fan party, but this was Kyle Rogers' idea from start to finish. And I would say, Kyle, that it has been a smash success tonight. How did you come up with it?
Well, really, I was just researching what was out there, and I came across this program I'm using. It's a one-man startup company out in California. And actually, the first day I set it up, the guy who programmed this software came on the CFCC website and was asking people for feedback about it. But it's working really great, and we've had pretty much a nonstop stream of people coming and going on the website. We've been maintaining about 55 to 60 people actively participating in the chatting while the show's been going on. There's only one time so far where I thought our server was going to crash. Around 8:15, I got pretty worried. I was monitoring how much CPU usage the server was doing, and it stabilized, and so it's holding out.
Well, Kyle, I got to tell you, my friend, you've done a great job. It's been a lot of fun tonight. We still got the better part of an hour left tonight. We're going to continue to interact with the fans, but I wanted to personally ask Kyle to call in tonight and give him the credit for all the success of this virtual fan party, which has been which is being hosted by the Council of Conservative Citizens tonight, cfcc.org. Go join it. And while you're there, yes, we ask for contributions, but the Council of Conservative Citizens both needs and deserves them as well. They do a great job, and it's a great partnership that we have here, the Political Cesspool and the Council of Conservative Citizens, working hand in hand to get things done. Kyle Rogers, a great asset for this movement, a good friend of mine, and the man responsible for this Political Cesspool fan party that's taking place on the chat room right now.
Can I give people an update on Patriotic Flags real fast?
Yeah, real quick.
Well, Patriotic Flags, there's a link to it from the CFCC website. It's patriotic-flags.com. We've got special Christmas prices right now. I sell over 1,000 different kinds of flags. And I've got a new exclusive item on the way. I'm having Viking Raven Banner patches made several years ago. I became the first flag company to have Viking Raven banners made in mass production, and so we're still adding to that line.
Well, folks, hey, listen, it's Christmas time. My book's for sale. Kyle's got some flags there that you can get more information about at the CFC website, where this online chat is taking place right now, so check it out. CFCC.org. And Kyle, thanks again, my friend, for making this happen tonight. A lot of people are wondering if this is going to be a weekly event.
I think it definitely will. In fact, I actually, I considered waiting. I wanted to start this, and I thought that because I was afraid that our server would crash or give people would need more opportunity to come to the website and learn how to use it. But I was afraid that if I started it, didn't do it today, then for the next several weekends, people will be busy with Christmas shopping, Christmas parties, New Year's Eve parties. And so I'd have to wait till the first week in January to start this.
Well, I'm glad you started it. Tonight, because you've hit it out of the park. We're going to continue to talk to folks there. Got to take a break. Kyle Rogers, everybody, CFCC.org.
Coming your way right after these messages.
When the truth is found,
welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, you just heard from Kyle Rogers, who is the webmaster of the Council of Conservative Citizens website. We are rocking and rolling over there with our affiliate partner, the CFCC, and the Political Cesspool Fan Party, the virtual chat that is going on right now. Still 3 segments left to go in tonight's program, so we encourage you to join the fun at cfcc.org. You've heard from Bill Rowland tonight. You've heard from Keith Alexander. Of course, those two gentlemen are longtime co-hosts of this program. Winston Smith is another co-host, although he is not on duty this evening. But we do have the fifth and final member of the Political Cesspool hosting staff on the horn right now, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. So you're getting 4 out of 5 cesspool hosts tonight, everybody but Winston clocking in. Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
I could not be better, my young friend. It's always good to be on the cesspool, isn't it?
Well, you know, Ed, it's always good to work with you. You've been co-hosting with me on this show since 2006, and you know, we're sitting here in the studio tonight, and as you can see, I'm over here on this computer here in the studio, and we're interfacing with a lot of Political Cesspool fans from around the world here in this online chat, and you know, Ed, it's really the fans that make everything that we do worthwhile. Without their support, we would not be able to continue. And you look at all that this show has accomplished over the course of our 7-year run. We have made headlines around the world. We continue to make history. We are the biggest pro-white media outlet in the world. What do you want to say to our fans right now as they're tuned in?
Well, I would like to say, it jumped out at me as you were speaking a minute ago, that if any of us have changed one bit, I can't tell it. We're just the same old guys we always were. This is the same old, Confederate brothers. And I'm really, James, I'm just in awe. It seems surreal that our program has grown like it has. I really can't grasp it, how huge it is. You mentioned us being in 100 publications worldwide. I mean,
This year alone.
It just doesn't sink in. I mean, here we are just, you know, old Memphis boys, you know, pal around, drink together, eat, we break bread together, we love each other like brothers. And our focus, our focus has never changed. Our ideals, our principles, our morals have never changed. We have never retreated. We have never apologized. You know, we're still, like you said, pro-white and God forbid, we're actually proud of our white ancestors. We're proud of our Confederate history.
Well, and Eddie, you know, we let that be known as often as we can. We always do a Confederate History Month series during Confederate History Month, which is in April every year, but you don't need a special occasion to honor those whose legacy we try to follow in the footsteps of. If anyone wants to go to our website tonight, thepoliticalcesspool.org, you will see a very special video that we produced for you this week. And Eddie and I got together along with Keith this week, and we were having our midweek staff meeting. And we took a little side trip after we left the restaurant and went down the road to Nathan Bedford Forrest's grave, and we hammered out a video there. And I know, that Eddie, that meant a lot to you.
It certainly did. As you know, I got kind of emotional and got carried away a few times and said a few things we couldn't put on YouTube. but it came from the heart, you know, it was honest. But, you know, James, I don't know any place, any media that is like us and that we actually are proud, and we broadcast being proud of our views, of the same views we were talking about the other day. You know, we don't believe in our race mixing. We don't believe in forced integration. We're proud of being white. You know, I feel the same way you did. You said that you feel like you won with the racial lottery in being born, you know, a Southerner, especially in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of probably one of the greatest generals. Probably he had to be in the top five in the greatest generals in the history of the world. That'd be General Nathan Bedford Forrest. We talked about him.
And not to interrupt, Ed, but I got to tell you, folks, and I know we made mention of this earlier in the broadcast tonight, but if you've not yet seen this video, please go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. There you'll find a video entitled, I believe it's Political Cesspool Host Visit the Nathan Bedford Forrest Memorial. And, you know, that man is buried right here. One of our first claims to fame, thankfully, was the fact that we organized an effective defense of Nathan Bedford Forrest's gravesite, and we drove Al Sharpton out of town, and from there our reputation began to take form, and the rest was history. That was back in 2005. But I go down to Nathan Bedford Forrest's grave as often as I can and reflect, and we were able to do that this week and put it on video and share it with everyone, and it's there on our website tonight, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We encourage you to to check it out, this video project. We're just beginning to get it cultivated, and we've still got a long way to go. Our radio program is world known and very well produced. The videos, not so much, but, you know, they are raw, and they do come from the heart. After we left Nathan Bedford Forest Park, we went down to Sun Studio, which, believe it or not, the legendary Sun Studio, the studio from which Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis and all of these legends, you know, cut some of their biggest records, is one block from Nathan Bedford Forrest's grave. I mean, if you're standing at Nathan Bedford Forrest's grave, you can see Sun Studio right down the road. And so we walked down to Sun Studio, and we did another video there, although it wasn't quite as serious.
You know, that's true. We have as much fun as anybody. We love to get together and have fun. I mean, God knows, you know, we're all not all work. But like I said earlier, we never lose focus of who we are and what we are. And I just like to tell the people that listen in, and I'm sure they know already, that we're just ordinary people, and I'm probably the most ordinary of the whole cesspool bunch, and anybody could do what I've done. All it takes is guts. You have to have raw guts and raw courage. You have to be able to stand in the face of people that hate you and want to destroy you. You know, in a time when people are ashamed of their racial heritage, where people are taught in the public schools and sadly in the churches that we should be ashamed of being white, that, you know, all the ills of the world, especially with the black people, the colored peoples in the world, are our fault. And, you know, it's hammered over and over in the largest churches that I know of here in Tennessee that, you know, not only do they allow race mixing, they encourage it. And they encourage it, you know, shun people like us who have pride in our racial heritage, but we reject all that. You know, that's why we call ourselves paleo conservative. And I know, James, I know in my heart we have to have a lot of people listening to us that feel exactly like we do. And I would like to tell them to take heart, because the first couple of times you stand up, you know, for your rights, and when you're you feel like that no one else feels like you do, and you feel like you're alone in the crowd, you'd be surprised if you stand up like we have and take the heat. And you will take heat. You'll take one hell of a lot of heat, and sometimes you may even get death threats. But in the long run, it's so very rewarding, and you build up friends. I mean,
no, wait, Eddie, you're
friends
exactly.
We build, we're worldwide. Anybody can do.
I can testify to that. We get more emails than we can read, although we do take the time to read them all. We get letters from people around the world every day, fans of this show. People would be staggered to know how popular this show has become, because, as I've always said, people still fundamentally agree in this healthy and wholesome and natural message that we espouse here on this show. We're not cowed by political correctness. We speak from the heart. We tell the truth in love. And let this be known, folks, everything that we do is motivated by love. We have nothing but love in our hearts, love for our family, love for our culture, love for our heritage, love for our ancestors. We hate no one. We do not hate people of other races. We love everyone, but we certainly want to have equal rights for all, special privileges for none. We deserve, as European Americans, to have spokespeople and organizations advocating on behalf of our interests. And listen, the political cesspool's it. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Don't go away. The political cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Only two segments left tonight. I say every week that the fastest 3 hours of my life occurs each Saturday evening, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturday night, when I'm hosting this program to nationwide affiliate audience, to worldwide audience on the internet, but it has gone by at warp speed this evening because of all the fun we're having at the Council of Conservative Citizens chat room, the Political Cesspool Virtual Fan Party. Check it out. Want to acknowledge a couple of more people who have donated to the show tonight. Remember, if you donate, and we only have 30 minutes left in the show, if you donate tonight before the end of the show, we will make mention of your name on the air, just your first name and where you've donated from. Luke from Georgia has donated, as has Scott from California, and Jeffrey from New York. So, Eddie, within the last, I don't know, couple of hours, we've had heroes, true heroes out there. Are you fans who put their money where their mouth is? They know that it costs a lot of money for us to produce this show and to stay on the air and take the battle to the enemy. And they're standing with us by donating a little of their hard-earned money. And we've had fans from Illinois, South Carolina, Georgia, California, and New York donate tonight. And God bless you all, folks. We love you.
You know, it is very humbling to how people do that. And once again,
got it.
I'm still in awe of how the way that people listen to us all over the nation and all over the world. Because, James, I can remember, as you can, when we started with that one little radio station in Millington, Tennessee. And I don't know, I guess you could hear us maybe 6 miles away, you know, radius 6 or 8 miles. And as far as we've come, it's just, I know I've said it before, but I just can't get a grasp on it. It takes a long time to sink in. But I think, I know that the reason our program has progressed like it is because no one else has had just the pure guts, the raw courage and the strength of our convictions. That's all it takes, people. Like I said before, anybody could do it. But it's really hard. Now, it is hard when you go to school, go to church, go to work, and you have this crap pounded into your brain, you know, day in, day out, that, you know, that being white, you should have to apologize, you know, you should be guilty, you know, you should defer to the other races, that you should not, that, you know, having racial pride is evil unless you're some other kind of, you know, some colored race. But you have to stand up. James, I know people where I go to church that are fans of this show. I know people that are one of the largest hospitals in the Tennessee, Methodist University Hospital, that in conjunction, they're partners with the University of Tennessee, and they listen to this program. They'll tell me in private, but they will never tell anybody in a crowd.
And we got to do better than that. I know there's a lot of people that do that, and I can understand it because of the pressure they're under, but it's really a paper tiger that's putting that pressure on you. The Southern Poverty Law Center represents about 2% of the population. They do not represent mainstream red state America. We do. The controlled media, Hollywood, they do not represent mainstream America. We do. We represent Christian paleoconservatives here on this radio program. And so it comes as no surprise that so many people like the show. It's just that many of them are kind of, you know, afraid to speak out in a public way. And some of that I can understand. But we have no less to risk than anyone else. And we're doing it because I believe it's the least we can do. I think our very best efforts are like filthy rags in comparison to the sacrifices of blood and bone that were paid by people like Nathan Bedford Forrest. You know, if a guy like that who risked everything, you know, we talk about it in our video. Nathan Bedford Forrest was born into poverty. He had no formal education, yet he became one of the wealthiest men in the South, was a self-made millionaire, then donated the bulk of his earnings to help outfit the Confederate Army, and then, with no military training, joined. Even though he was exempt from service, he joined as a soldier of the lowest rank, and with no military training, became probably the greatest general in the history of mobile warfare. His tactics are still studied today. Compared to the sacrifices of Nathan Bedford Forrest and men like that, our heroes, doing this radio show is the least we can do, but still it's making a very big difference, and for that we're quite thankful. And of course, it's because of the support of our listening audience that we're able to make all of these strides. Going to take a very quick call from Barbara Ann. Barbara, you're on the air.
Hey, James. I just wanted to say hi, and I'm chatting on the chat. I've never done this before with you.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done it.
Learning so much. I mean, there's people are giving names of books to read, websites to go to, Christian topics. It's really a very high white interaction. And I'm telling you, I want to live a long time because I'm writing all these things down that I'm learning here. And just wanted to say, I'm kind of like a pioneer. I've been listening to you since you had the show like 5 days a week. Do you remember?
Oh, I remember those days. Yeah, we didn't go to we did the show 5 days a week until we got syndicated nationwide with mm-hmm. the network here. And then we went to 1 day a week. But I remember the good old days.
Yeah, and I hardly ever miss. And I would just like to encourage some of the other people that are chatting to dial. You know, I know there's a lot of people, even on some of the other pro-white websites and stuff, that they chat a lot, but they really do need to talk, even if it's just to say hi, to get over it, you know. And
yeah.
And that it, not only that, it makes you and your show and your people more powerful, you know what I mean?
Well, it does, and we know that the listeners are out there. We get their emails, we get their letters, and I see just here in this one chat room, you know, we've got 100 people in here right now, and these are just people that have come over and are trying something for the first time. This is, you know, the prototype tonight. This has never been done before, this chat, and already it's just taking off, as you mentioned, and you're there right now, and yeah, we would like people to step up and do like you're doing, Barbara. Give us a call from time to time, and go public with it, make a contribution, and listen. God bless you, my friend. I've had the opportunity to meet you here in Memphis when you came down for a conference, and I appreciate everything you're doing, and keep singing that karaoke.
All right. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to everybody on the chat and everybody at the station.
Hey, Merry Christmas to everyone, to you and to everyone listening as well, from the network here, Liberty News Radio in Utah, from our crew here at our flagship affiliate, AM 1380, WLRM in Memphis. And, you know, she mentioned Merry Christmas. You know, it's not long, Ed, until that's going to be a hate crime in and of itself to wish someone a Merry Christmas. And we're going to be doing a big segment on the show next week, next Saturday night. You know, as I like to say, you can count on two things in this world. You can count on the sun to rise each morning. You can count on the political cesspool to broadcast every Saturday night.
Amen.
We will be here for you. Next week, we're going to do a big segment on the war on Christmas, and it's more ferocious this year than I've ever seen it, Ed.
It's scary. You know, you're not joking when you said it's almost a hate crime to even mention the word Christmas. You know, it just seems crazy. This is another thing I can't wrap my mind around. In many schools now, you're not even allowed to use the red and green, the colors, the traditional Christmas colors, you know, when the children are doing their artwork and making cutouts. They have to do this, holiday crap, for the Jews and the Muslims and for the blacks. It's this bogus holiday. The blacks have Kwanzaa. You know, the real Africans have never even heard of Kwanzaa. That's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, it was invented in the 1960s by a radical black. Yeah, absolutely.
Just came out of nowhere. And I would like to tell some the people out there that if you want to have something that's really liberating, it's almost like going up to the top of a cliff and diving off. You know, the first time or two you do it, you think it's just impossible to do. But if you go ahead and you speak out in public, not just chat rooms, not just emails and things, but if you speak out in public in front of people about your true beliefs, you would be surprised how that liberates you. And you get, it's almost like a high, James. It's almost like a drug high for people that have never done it before. And after the first couple of times you do it, you can't wait to do it again.
I guess that would make us junkies, Eddie. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We're junkies. We got to have that next fix. And Lord knows we speak out.
We're junkies for the
spoken out so vehemently, but before that we've been invited to leave places.
Yeah, we're junkies for the truth. We got about 30 seconds to break. I want to say one more word about the war on Christmas, and then we're gonna do a little rapid fire segment to wrap up the show. You know, it's getting so bad now that and I'm going to put a story about this up on the blog next week. I haven't done it yet. So a couple of reasons to go to the blog next week. We're going to put up our Sun Studio video that me and Eddie and Keith did, and then we're going to put up the story. A Christmas tree was banished from a bank in Fort Worth, Texas, of all places. They said the Christmas tree was offensive. A Christmas tree is a secular symbol. I mean, it'd be one thing if it was some disgusting, you know, offensive, you know, nativity scene or something like that. You know, God forbid. But this was just a Christmas tree, and even that is too much for the Jews. So anyway, we got to take a break, folks. We'll be back.
Political Cesspool guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, we are down to the last 15 minutes of tonight's show, and what a great show it's been. I want to thank everyone who is still with us there in the chat room at the Council of Conservative Citizens website, cfcc.org. You know, Eddie, we've been telling folks, and this offer still stands, folks, for the next 15 minutes. If you make a donation at thepoliticalcesspool.org, that's our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, make a donation before the end of the show. We will read your name and location on the air and give you your just acknowledgement and due thanks. And a couple of those came in during the commercial break. Keith in Canada, of all places, Ed. And I know Keith has been donating to this show since day one. He's one of our most loyal and faithful contributors. Have a great deal of respect for the man. He just made a contribution from Canada, and we finally got Tennessee on the board. You know, the political cesspool is anchored here in Memphis, Tennessee. This is, you know, where it all started and where the flagship is, and we finally got a donation from home tonight, Eddie. Mike from Mount Juliet, Tennessee, not far from Nashville. I know Mount Juliet. With a donation as well. So, folks, you got 10 more minutes. We'll read your name and give you thanks on the air if you can make a contribution to aid the political cesspool, the political cesspool's Christmas fundraising drive going on now through Christmas Day, December 25th. You know, another thing, Eddie, that makes this show special is, of course, the great guest we have on. We're giving the fans and those who give us support their earned, well-deserved, credit this evening. But you take a look at the guest we've had on as well. And this is something that we talked about when we were on our way down to Nathan Bedford Forest Park last week, Eddie. You know, there is no other radio program in the world in operation today on the mainstream AM/FM airwaves that celebrates Confederate History Month. We're in.
No, there's not. No,
there's
no,
so
sir.
Many things that we do that no. There's so many things that we do that no one else does. And we have a lot of great guests on that we think are very interesting, and I know our audience obviously agrees. And this leads me into something I wanted to point out. Apparently, this week marked the 55th anniversary of Rosa Parks' stunt on that bus in Montgomery, Alabama. Keep in mind that I think well known, or at least it used to be well known, according to the FBI's own documents, that Martin Luther King and many of his operatives, Rosa Parks included, were trained provocateurs. And this was all a stage set up to get a reaction that they wanted. It never ceases to amaze me how lawbreakers like them are heralded as heroes by the media, while hardworking, tax-paying, God-fearing middle Americans are treated as criminals. Wouldn't it be nice if we all had the authority to arbitrarily pick and choose which laws we were going to obey? Now, I wonder if we'd be celebrated, Eddie, as American heroes if, for instance, we all decided to stop paying taxes. Well, something tells me that the powers that be would choose to enforce the law in a case like that.
But I can testify, as you know, James, my personal situation, I can testify that the tax folks would not let us off the hook.
Well, no, they wouldn't. But if you break laws that hinder the advancement of cultural Marxism, like Rosa Parks did, you just might get a state funeral. A state funeral.
That's pathetic. You know, Joe,
like Rosa Parks did.
James, I've got to chime in here and tell you. There's a fellow by the name of Sheriff Mack. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. I used to be a big fan of Sheriff Mack's, and until I heard him in one of his talks, he was singled out, Rosa Parks. And he was chastising the law enforcement officials and the sheriffs down there in Birmingham when she was arrested. He said if he were the sheriff at that time, he would have run interference for her. He would have made sure she could get on the bus safely enough. He would have volunteered his patrol car for her. He'd have put an armed guard on her. you know, he was just reveling in the fact that he was, you know, about as a left-wing wacko socialist, you know, social Marxist as you could get. And that's when I stopped being a fan of Sheriff Mack.
Well, unlike Sheriff Mack, we on the political cesspool, and this gets back to my point, Eddie, is that, and this is a point, again, that I made to you. We were just kind of reflecting, as we tend to do from time to time. You know, you talk about the great guests that we've had on, and my God, we've had so many. I mean, so many great guests over the years, and we will continue to bring these great guests to you. The political cesspool, you may remember, it conducted an absolutely incredible interview with Drew Lackey.
Oh, yes.
Who
yes.
was the former chief of police in Montgomery, Alabama. Now, Drew Lackey was also pictured in the now iconic photograph as the police officer at the time who fingerprinted Rosa Parks on the night she was arrested. Now, he appeared as a guest on this very radio program, ladies and gentlemen, to promote his book, Another View of the Civil Rights Movement. And to listen to this incredible interview, you know, we give you the live show every Saturday night, but we have so many treasures in our broadcast archives at thepoliticalcesspool.org. To listen to the interview we conducted with Drew Lackey, during which he discusses his personal dealings with Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, all you got to do is go to our website and select the program dated, in this case, July 13th, 2008. Eddie, one thing I remember about that show, when it was a great one, was that he said, violence followed those people everywhere they went, and
it was violence that
they provoked. And of course, the aiding and abetting media at the time and today as well only got the white police officers putting down the insurrection, and it made it appear as though it was, you know, the white officers provoking the peaceful, you know, Marxist demonstrators. When in fact, well, as he said. As Officer Lackey said from his personal experiences, it was the exact opposite. And, you know, and what other show, except for this radio show, and this is why it's so important that we continue to grow, not just exist, but grow and accumulate a bigger audience. What other show besides ours, Eddie, would give people an interview like that?
None, including, you know, I always harken back to the churches, you know, even though I'm, you know, go to church regularly myself, and consider myself, I guess, as close to being a Baptist as you could be, but you know, I always chastise the evangelical churches, especially the Baptist. I guess they're no worse now than some of the other churches.
Yeah, keep in mind, folks, Eddie criticizes the Baptist. I'm a Southern Baptist, so is he. Eddie doesn't miss a day
Baptist.
In church, but he's going to hold them to the fire, by God.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, and that's what just makes me sick. You know, where this radio show right here tells the truth, and we stand firm on our beliefs, I know in my heart, I just know that the majority of the people in these churches, including the one I go to, will feel exactly like we do, but they just can't summon the courage to speak out against these atrocities. You know, and James, they fawn over Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, you know, act like putting on a front like they're great heroes, and they know in their hearts that they were communists. You know, the communists, that's the great tactic of theirs, James. You point out that Drew Lackey said that everywhere these people went, they, you know, they stirred up violence. They created violence. Well, that is a tactic. That's one of the prime tactics the communists always use. You know, they do that. And all the media have been bought off by the communists, since before the turn of the 18th, 19th century. You know, the Carnegies and the Rockefellers, they bought off all the newspapers back, you know, late 1800s, and they put communists in them, and that's their big tactic. But this radio show will always never back down. I tell you, the day this radio show starts backing down to the truth will be the day me and James Edwards will sign off, because you know, God forbid that we'd ever get. I don't think they'd ever buy us off. Hey, they might kill us, James, but they're not going to buy us off.
Well, that's right, Eddie. And the bottom line of what Eddie's saying is, this show is always going to give you the truth. It will never give you anything less. And that's why I think we have made such an outstanding and worldwide name for ourselves, is because we're a one-of-a-kind show. And we're allowed to exist because Well, we have the God-given right to freedom of speech still in this country. Might be hanging on by a thread, but we practice our freedom of speech. We try to tell the truth in love. This is not a sensational show in the context of we try to be outlandish and we try to, you know, be Howard Stern-like where we come on here just to say crazy stuff to get people riled up. No, we tell the truth in love. Everything that we say comes from the heart. And we take our responsibilities here as hosts of this show very seriously. We have a great responsibility, a great obligation to those who listen to this show to give them the best possible product we can, to be your spokesman here on the radio, ladies and gentlemen, is something that we're very honored to be. And we're going to continue to give you the best each and every night here on the Political Cesspool radio program. Well, you know, believe it or not, we're out of time for tonight. I want to thank again Kyle Rogers and the Council of Conservative Citizens for hosting this Political Cesspool virtual fan party, this online chat. Hundreds of people have come and gone tonight. It's been great to talk with you throughout the course of this show. Hopefully we'll be doing it again soon, maybe even next week. We got to see what the CSCC and Kyle have planned, but if they're doing it, I will be there. And this show will be here on the Liberty News Radio Network next Saturday night, 6 o'clock. We'll have great guests. We didn't have any guests tonight, but we had all of the we have had all of the Political Cesspool hosts except for Winston Smith. He had the night off, but he'll be back next week, and hopefully he'll be able to talk to you in the chat as well. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of my crew, I'm James Edwards. Remember to live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apology. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.